It's physically and emotionally exhausting. Sleep is brief. No one has stopped for days. But the determination of these rescue teams, both Turkish and international, many of them are volunteers, is unbreakable.
We have been working with these minor people from Turkey, and then they call us to confirm with our dog. And our dog confirmed and has not been mistaken ever.
They have miraculously, 7 days on, identified life and are working to reach what's believed to be a mother and her three-week-old baby. But they have seen too much death here.
And a really sad thing, we have been talking about this with our colleague. When we found people, their children are always in the bed and parents are trying to reach the children. They are coming to their bedroom.
The task of the rescue and recovery workers is vast. You can't tell where the devastation begins or where it ends. As one volunteer told me, he said it's the scope of the damage across the southeast that makes what is already an incredibly difficult task even more challenging.
Cihangir is a local volunteer. He's been working with firefighters from Azerbaijan.
Even though we remove a dead body and we give the corpse to the family, they still hug us and thank us that they got the body back to pray over and bury.
Grateful even to be handed your dead. This is the reality of this unimaginable tragedy. One rescue worker told us, even if all the countries in the world sent teams to help, it would never be enough. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Kahramanmaraş, southeastern Turkey.